63 in our camp songbooks. My hope is in the Lord. 63. Wish this time could go on a little longer. That was such a good breakfast, and the fellowship gets better and better. Must have been about 17 minutes after 9 when one of the waitresses, Yodi, came over, and I don't know who put her up to this. No, I think she did it on her own. It was one of the smoothest moves that I can remember. She said, "Brother Eddie, we were all just wondering what time church starts." I looked at my watch. So I have a couple songs. I have one request, and then this one here that I don't think I would have ever chosen on my own. But some of the ladies that were here as campers many years ago were remembering this one the other night when we were down at the fire. "Jesus, hold my hand." And it says, "Pilgrim, pilgrim." It seems like the perfect song for pilgrim camp. "Please don't ask me about the all of the teaching in this song. I'm just not sure about it, but I know the overall theme is excellent. So let's sing 258. I think they sang it as campers here.
As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me, leads me safely through the sinking sand. It is the Christ of Calvary. This would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day, to help me do the best I can. For I need thy light to guide me.
Was that the same one that you did? Yeah? It was? Okay, I wouldn't want to have done that for nothing. Okay. Very nice. Praise the Lord. Then I have one more request. It goes along with what Brother Paul was playing before meeting about the love of the Lord. And that's number 438. Also, one of our waitresses asked to sing this song, and I'm glad that they're here already. Good. 438. Perhaps you'd like to stand as we sing. If you would, just join me, please.
A friend I have called Jesus, whose love is strong and true, and never fails, however it is tried, no matter what I do. I've sinned against this love of his, but when I knelt to pray, confessing all my guilt to him, the sin clouds rolled. Sometimes the clouds of sorrow be troubled in the sky above. I cannot see my Savior's face, I doubt his wondrous love. But he from heaven's mercy, beholding my despair, in pity. Keep me day by day. It's just like Jesus all along the way. It's just like his great love. When sorrow's clouds o'ertake me and break upon my head, when life seems worse than useless and
seated, and let us thank him together for his great love. He has crowned us with loving kindness and tender mercies, and today he satisfies our mouths with good things. He gives us himself. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you. perhaps there's someone who wants to share something, please feel free. Hallelujah. Jesus. I was in the Faith Home one morning, and Aunt Wally had, some of you know Aunt Wally, she had cooked breakfast, and she was done ahead of time. The bell for breakfast was supposed to ring, but she had about 5 minutes. She went to the organ, and she played that song. And it had such a lilt to it. It just, I heard it upstairs. It made me want to come downstairs early, which was kind of unusual. I usually bounded down the stairs after the bell rang. But I just wanted to go down and listen to her play. And when I came down, Sister Pearl Young was there. And not playing the organ, I knew it was Aunt Wally, but she was standing there listening. And she said, "Oh, Wally, Wally, never stop playing the organ." It really was a wonderful thing. I'm so glad that we can worship God in the Spirit. And that's what she was doing with her music that day. It's been nice to see some folks from the days at the Faith Home here. Mary prayed with us last night, and Tom was with us for a while, and let's see, we were talking about that last night, how Tom was there the first day that Matthew went to school, and he didn't like his teacher at all when he came home for lunch, and I think Tom and Kenny were ready to go back to school with him for the afternoon and take care of that teacher. And then his sister Nora and Sister Sarah, they both moved quite a while ago, and they found some greener pastures, but they didn't know what they were getting into. I'm teasing. God leads us along, it says, and we're so thankful that we can follow Him. There's joy in serving Jesus. The glory of His presence and the beauty of His face. We're thankful for His goodness and His mercy that follow us all the days of our lives, and for the hope that He puts within us. Praise the Lord. Now, I just want to sing Jesus, Lover of My Soul, 333. I wanted to choose something a little more lively, but this is what I keep coming to, so I have to go with it. Okay, but no excuses. Get your blessing from this song. It's a wonderful song. Is it 333, I say? Jesus, Lover of my soul, let me to trust on thee.
trust on thee.
As we sing 3 and 4, Thou, O Christ, art all I want.
Thou, O Christ, art all I want. More than all in Thee I find. Raise the fallen, cheer the faint, heal the sick, and
be seated. Sometimes at home we sing in meeting. A few of us, we do this sometimes rather unexpectedly when someone gets a bright idea and calls on us to sing. I was thinking maybe the men from Ridgewood would like to go, and Chris is one of them, and we'll stand with him and sing that last verse with him, okay? Plenteous grace with thee is found. I like that. Ken, you're one of them. Get over it. James, Rob, anybody else who wants to sing with this group from Ridgewood or Ridgewood wannabes? Okay, no. I'm sorry. I didn't say that. I did, but I didn't. Praise the Lord. Sing plenteous grace with thee is found.
Plenteous grace with thee is found. Grace to cover all my sin. Let the healing streams abound.
And truth. Hallelujah. Lord, with the eyes of our hearts, we behold you this morning. We behold your glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Hallelujah. We thank you that you minister that grace to people like us, false and full of sin. Plenteous grace with thee is found, grace to cover all my sin. Thank you for that abundance. Thank you for its power to make and keep us pure within. O Lord, we come to receive out of your fullness this day grace upon grace. Hallelujah. 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 grace enough for me. That's an understatement, isn't it? Jesus is an all-sufficient Savior, able for every one of us and all of our deepest needs, and able for all of His people's needs, all the needs of all His people, all the time, everywhere. Wonderful Lord. Hallelujah. Grace for time and eternity.